Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for National Energy Services Reunited, or NESR, as it's known on the ticker. If you're not familiar with this player, let me give you the quick rundown. National Energy Services Reunited operates in the oil and gas services space, primarily focusing on the Middle East and North Africa region, with a strong footprint in providing integrated energy solutions. They're part of the energy sector, specifically in the oil and gas equipment and services industry, and they've carved out a niche by offering a mix of production services and drilling solutions. With thousands of employees and a solid presence in key markets, they're not a small fry, but they're not exactly a household name like some of the bigger energy giants either. So, let's dig into what's been happening with this company, take a look at their recent performance, and break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats that could shape their future for us long-term investors. First off, let's talk about what's been making waves for National Energy Services Reunited lately. Based on the latest updates, they've reported some impressive numbers in their most recent earnings call for Q4 2024, with record-breaking revenue of nearly $344 million for the quarter. That's a clear signal they're gaining traction in their markets. On the performance front, their stock has shown some interesting movements over various timeframes, with short-term gains in the past week and month, though I'll let you check the exact percentages on your own charts. Over the longer haul, like the past year and 5 years, the trends are a bit more mixed, reflecting the volatility of the energy sector. But what's really caught my eye is their focus on innovation and operational excellence, whistling, as highlighted in their earnings call. They're not just sitting on their hands, they're actively pushing to stay competitive. Now, let's dive deeper into the SWOT analysis to see what this all means for us as investors looking at the big picture. Strengths. Record revenue growth. Let's start with the good stuff. National Energy Services Reunited is posting some serious revenue numbers, with that $344 million in Q4 2024 being a standout. This isn't just a fluke. It shows they've got a strong grip on their core markets, especially in the Middle East and North Africa, where energy services are in high demand. Strategic market positioning. Speaking of markets, their focus on specific regions gives them an edge. Their earnings call emphasized strategic positioning, and the revenue breakdowns by geography confirm they're heavily tied to high-growth areas in the energy space. For us long-term investors, that's a solid foundation to build on. Operational excellence. Management isn't just talking a big game. They're backing it up with a commitment to efficiency and innovation. Their gross profit margins are holding up well, and they're not shy about investing in tech to stay ahead of the curve. That's the kind of forward thinking we want to see. Positive cash flow metrics. Looking at their financials, the free cash flow yield is in a decent spot, which tells me they've got some flexibility to reinvest in the business or even return value to shareholders down the line. Operating cash flow is also trending positively, which is always a green flag for stability. Weaknesses. Mixed long-term performance. Now, let's get real for a second. While the short-term performance looks promising, the longer-term trends over the past year and 5 years aren't as consistent. The energy sector's ups and downs are clearly hitting them, and that volatility could be a headache for anyone looking to hold this stock for the long haul. Debt levels. Another concern is their debt-to-equity ratio, which isn't exactly screaming financial health. They've got a fair amount of leverage on the balance sheet, and in an industry as cyclical as oil and gas, that can be a risky position if market conditions turn south. Profitability margins under pressure. While revenue is up, their net profit margin isn't as robust as I'd like to see. This suggests they're spending a lot to keep that growth going, which could eat into returns if costs aren't managed tightly. It's something to keep an eye on in future quarters. Limited dividend appeal. For those of us who love a steady income stream, their dividend yield isn't much to write home about. If you're banking on passive income from this stock, you might be disappointed compared to other options in the sector. Opportunities. Industry tailwinds. Let's shift gears to the upside potential. The energy sector, especially oil and gas services, is still riding some strong demand waves, particularly in regions where National Energy Services Reunited operates. Their industry performance metrics show positive trends over multiple timeframes, and if they can capitalize on this, there's room to grow. Innovation and expansion. Management's focus on innovation, as mentioned in the earnings call, could be a game changer. If they keep pushing into new technologies or expand their service offerings, they might capture more market share. And with capital expenditures in play, they're clearly investing for growth. Valuation potential. On the valuation front, their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to the industry average. It's not dirt cheap, but it's not overblown either, with estimates showing a balanced range between the high and low ends. For long-term investors, this could mean there's still some upside if earnings keep pace. Geographic focus. Their heavy reliance on specific regions could also be an opportunity. If geopolitical stability holds and energy demand continues to climb in the Middle East and North Africa, they're well positioned to benefit. It's a concentrated bet, but one that could pay off big. Threats, sector volatility. Now let's talk about the risks, because they're real. The energy sector is notorious for its boom and bust cycles, and National Energy Services Reunited isn't immune. Industry performance data shows fluctuations, and any downturn in oil prices or demand could hit them hard. Geopolitical risks. Since they're so tied to specific regions, any instability in the Middle East or North Africa could disrupt operations. We've seen how quickly things can shift in these areas, and for a company with this kind of geographic concentration, it's a constant shadow over the business. Competitive pressure. They're not the only player in this space, and competition is fierce. If they can't maintain that edge through innovation or cost control, larger or more agile competitors could eat into their market share. The earnings call mentioned staying competitive, but it's easier said than done. Debt burden in downturns. I mentioned their debt earlier, and it's worth circling back to. If the market takes a hit or revenue growth slows, that leverage could become a real problem. High interest costs or refinancing risks could weigh on their financial flexibility, and that's a threat we can't ignore. So where does this leave us with National Energy Services Reunited? Let's wrap this up with a long-term perspective. On one hand, they've got some solid strengths: record revenue, strategic positioning, and a clear focus on staying competitive. Those are the kinds of things that make me optimistic about their ability to grow over time. But on the flip side, the volatility of the energy sector, their debt levels, and regional risks are real hurdles that could trip them up if conditions aren't favorable. For us as long-term investors, this stock feels like a bit of a mixed bag. There's potential for upside if they execute well and the industry trends stay supportive, but it's not without its share of risks that could test your patience. I'd say keep this one on your radar, especially if you're comfortable with some uncertainty and believe in the energy sector's long-term demand story. Watch how they manage that debt and whether they can keep delivering on those revenue numbers in the coming quarters. And of course, stay tuned to MarketSnap for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses like this one. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on National Energy Services Reunited in the comments. Do you see them as a buy for the long haul, or are the risks too high? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next analysis.